West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carroll County's chief appraiser Hubert Sparks says Carroll County can claim victory following a recent appeal of the State Department of Audit's determination that the assessed property values in the county were not high enough. In 2023, the GDA had determined that the assessed values of real property in Carroll County by the Board of Tax Assessors were undervalued and not in compliance with the guidelines set by the state of Georgia. But because the county was successful in its appeal and arbitration, the county should not be under any kind of penalties or sanctions from the Revenue Department. I spoke with Sparks in depth about this issue and resolution. That entire interview will be posted to the Newstalk1330.com website. A Carroll County jail inmate who seriously injured a jail officer in January of 2020 has been sentenced to 55 years in prison. 34-year-old Patrick O'Neill Gentry threatened and attacked a 20-year-old female officer when she was conducting a cell search and learned that Gentry had an item in his possession he was not allowed to have. Gentry was charged with criminal attempt to commit malice murder. The victim is said to still be suffering emotional and physical effects from the attack. Partners Advancing Student Success, almost doubling its total student impact last year, according to statistics released this month, and the nonprofit is celebrating a nearly 94% graduation rate among served students. PASS aims to increase student success and high school graduation rates by providing services and support to at-risk high school students. PASS advocates in each local high school work to remove barriers, improve student performance, and keep students on track for graduation. Keep Carroll Beautiful has received a $5,000 grant from the Keep Georgia Beautiful Foundation, which they plan to spend on high visibility vests, warning signs, and additional volunteer supplies. KCB is planning for the Clean, Green, and Beautiful Carroll County Litter Cleanup Campaign for this November, and these funds could not have come at a better time to help ensure volunteers have much-needed safety gear. A five-year trend showing Carrollton High School continues to outperform the national average on the ACT. Carrollton High School's class of 2023 posted a composite score of 21.6, exceeding the national average score of 19.5. CHS also outperforming the nation in the specific subject areas of English, reading, and science. While the SAT remains the more common assessment students take for college admission consideration in Georgia, the ACT is becoming a popular alternative. Congratulations to Carrollton High School Assistant Principal Courtney Walker, who has been named the 2023-2024 Georgia Assistant Principal of the Year. Mrs. Walker will now move on to compete in the national competition. And Friday Night Football coming up this evening. Visit the Granite Sports Facebook page to find out which radio station you can hear your team playing this evening. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.